Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over the price increase template. It's just a simple little note that I created. I guess I wouldn't call it a template because it's just like a little blurb that explains why the customer's price is going up. And of course, up until COVID, we didn't have to raise prices that much, but since everything has gone kind of crazy with inflation, so increasing your service rates, it's just part of everyday business now. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's Wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's Wholesale account is Leslie's Referral Program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. Of course, the first question is when to raise prices. And I think people accept the price increase much easier when the season is beginning. They start to notice they have a pool in their backyard. Things are thawing out. It's one of those things where if you raise the price at the wrong time, it's not going to be received as well as the right time. And you want to make sure the price increase actually benefits your business. So raising the prices in September is not going to really benefit you because you've already passed the season in most areas and you're not going to get the extra revenue for that season, which is why you're raising the price. Typically, March or April would be the ideal months to raise the price, and you want to give customers enough notice so that if they do decide not to continue with you, they can find another pool service, and you can also expand your business pretty rapidly in the summertime. Again, if you raise prices, let's say in October, it's hard to get new accounts to replace anyone that would leave you at that point. So you're doing a twofold kind of thing by raising it at the beginning of the season. You're going to benefit from the increase during that season. And you're going to ensure that if any customers cancel, you can easily acquire a new customer to replace them. And that's kind of essential because I went over a formula, you know, when you raise prices, if you lose a certain percentage of customers, you're still doing good. And you want to make sure that you're not raising prices and losing customers, which is not something that happens a lot. So you want to also modulate the price increase based on your area and what the customers can tolerate. And it's different by region. In California, which is kind of weird, but it's the truth here, that any kind of price increase is taken really tough. And it's because maybe everything is so expensive in California, and this is one more thing that the customer has to pay more for. I'm not sure where the psychology behind this is, but I find that Californians just don't like the price increase as much as, say, other states like Texas or Florida. So we have a harder time raising prices here. And besides that, our prices have been unusually low for a long time in California, you know, compared to the rest of the nation. I know parts of Florida have also been pretty low, you know, up until 2021. And it's hard for a lot of people to stomach a big increase and to stomach increases year after year, because that's kind of the norm now with pool service. You have to raise prices every year to keep up with the inflated prices of everything. And there's no exception for this year. I think you want to just keep the price increase going. Now, if you raise prices in 2021, 2022, 2023, you can probably do incremental increases this year and next year because I don't think the inflation is going to be much different than 2023, but I could be wrong. It's the beginning of the season at this point, and so anything could happen. But you also want to be cautious of not to price yourself out of the market in your area, and you don't want to shed customers necessarily unless your goal is to kind of consolidate and get smaller with higher prices for the customers that stick with you. But losing accounts costs you money in the long run. You know, losing more than 5% of your accounts with a price increase is a kind of a net loss, and you know, you might as well have not raised your price to lose those customers, unless you can, of course, gain back that percentage quickly. So just be cautious not to, you know, give a price increase where it will impact your business. I think we've all been into those mom and pop restaurants where you look up at the menu board and there's like a white tape over the price because they've just increased it, or they just increase the prices so often that they don't even display the price. It's not uncommon to walk into one of those restaurants and look up and see, you know, how much is a carne asada burrito? Oh, there's a white sticker over it. I don't know how much it is. That to me is not the best way to do it. And you can lose customers because optically, you know, right away that the price has gone up. They covered up the old price, or they'll write in a new price with a Sharpie over it. That's also not good. The best thing to do in a restaurant is just to change the price. Customers may not even notice you changed the price if you do it where it looks like it's part of the old menu. And printing new menus is probably expensive, but I would say that's the best way to do it. And the same in the service industry. When you're raising your prices, it shouldn't be something that's going to be glaring and in their face. You know, you don't want to make it like the prices are going up. You want to do it as a soft sell. And unlike a restaurant with the menu with the prices, you can't really do that. You're going to have to let the customers know the price is going up. And I think my template is pretty good, my letter that I created, and it works effectively. And I shared it with many people. And of course, if you want a copy of it, you can email me at david@swimmingpoollearning.com. Again, that's david@swimmingpoollearning.com. I have it in Word format. Let me just read it to you here, and then I'll go over some of the fine points about raising prices as well. And first, let me say also that I mentioned about overdoing it, you know, like with the white stickers over the prices. You can overdo it if you just talk too much in the letter and it just makes it, you know, it's overly focused on the price increase. So I think if you keep it a short blurb like I created here, it goes over much better with the customer. And I wouldn't raise prices without informing them. You know, when you get your insurance statement and the price goes up by $300 for your home insurance or car insurance, of course, you call your agent right away complaining, why did it go up? And too many questions are there. And so if you don't want to get a lot of phone calls, you should inform the customers of the price increase to avoid that kind of confusion. So here's my price increase blurb. It says, "Dear valued customer, due to the natural inflation of goods and services, we are writing to let you know that your monthly service rate is going to be increased by blank blank." And so I think it's good to put the amount you're going to raise it versus their new rate. I think that's kind of more glaring and in their face. You know, if they're paying $200 and you raise it to $220, it's better if you don't put in your rate's going to $220. When I do my rentals, I'll increase the rent either by $25 a year or $50 a year, depending on the property. And so I don't put the new amount in the lease. I just put the percentage is going to go up after the lease expires and they go to month. And that seems to go over really well. The number of $25 is not really glaring, or $50. And so if you put the amount that it's going up to, I think that's not a good idea. Just put the increase amount. So if you're increasing it by $10 or $20, just put that there. The swimming pool industry has been hit particularly hard by increases in chemical prices. I have tried to keep prices as low as possible to be both competitive and still do the best job possible. Now, I use the word competitive there, and basically that means make money. And I think that's a good way of saying it without like saying, you know, I'm not making any money. And I think if you tell the customers you're not making any money, you're going to scare some away. They're like, oh, this guy's going to go out of business. I better shop around for someone else. Or this guy doesn't know how to run a business if he's not making any money. So the word competitive covers that. And I think people will kind of read between the lines and understand what that means. And so I'll read that again to you. I've tried to keep prices as low as possible to be both competitive and still do the best job possible. And again, you don't want to give the impression that you're cutting corners to stay in business either. And so that's why I put that line there, so they know that I'm doing the best I can with the rate I'm getting from them. And then I continue, "Please know that I took a lot of things into consideration when it came to raising your rate." And this is also important because now you're kind of empathizing with them, and you know, you understand that the rate increase may affect them negatively. It probably won't affect a lot of people negatively, you know, $10 or $20, but you want to be as compassionate as you can when you're raising the prices. And again, I'll use the mom and pop burger place again as an example. When you go in there and the price went up and you may notice it, you may say something like, "Oh, I see you raised the prices." Most of the time they're going to be like just ignoring you, which is not the best thing to do, but I find that a lot of the people that run those places probably are burned out. Shouldn't be running them in the first place. But occasionally you get an order that will actually explain to you. They'll say, "Yeah, the price of, you know, the ground beef has gone up by, you know, 30% this year, and lettuce is up. And I think that's better just to explain to them why the price went up. And so that's why you're also saying that you've considered a lot of things. So basically, you're explaining here that you didn't just raise rates. You actually thought about it and you tried different things before you raised the rate. And so the next line says the new rate starting for the month of the new rate will start for the month of blank 2024. And so I left that blank so you can fill it in. And of course, it's a Word document. And then I put, thank you for being a valued client, and I hope you understand. And I think that's it. You just keep it simple like that. You don't need to give them a one-page, you know, explanation of what's going on. I think if you keep it simple, like a small little paragraph like that, and you include it with the invoice, you can include it on a separate paper, or you can attach it to the bottom of the invoice. Some people are going to miss it, of course, so you're going to get some messages. But definitely, I think it's better to keep it short and simple. Use kind of these words where you kind of gloss over things so that smart people will be able to understand what you're saying. People that just can't grasp what you're saying won't be at a loss for anything. And avoid words like, you know, profit, losing money, you know, words like I have no choice. If you just make it seem like it's a natural occurring thing, then customers will swallow it a lot better. And I think the verbiage I chose has been really effective, and many of the guys and gals in my group have used this little paragraph to raise their rates. In fact, one reported back that he sent that out to everybody, and not one customer canceled service. So I think it goes over well to be kind of vague in a way, but also explain yourself in a clear way, if that makes sense to you. Now, how do you know when you have to raise your rates and by how much? I think this is something that's lost in the industry, and it may not be something that you're familiar with doing because no one really does this with their personal finances, really. But a profit and loss statement is something that you really need to focus on in business. There's a lot of commingling of funds, of course. Maybe you have a spouse that's working. Maybe you mix other income with your pool income. And so you can't separate it sometimes. And sometimes you're paying bills with the pool income that should be under personal, you know, so there's a lot of this going on. But the best way to know if you're making money in your pool service is with a clean profit and loss statement. And I mentioned this before in another podcast. I like getting the profit and loss forms from a site called Etsy, etsy.com. And this site is mainly like a craft site, but they have spreadsheets on there. And these spreadsheets are created by people with lots of skill. They use Excel. But these are not like the simple Excel spreadsheets that you can create or you can get for free. You have to pay for these, of course, but it's nominal. You can get one for $4 or $12. And once you purchase it, it's yours. And I don't make any money from Etsy or from these people that make these spreadsheets. But I do know that the profit and loss spreadsheets that they do have on the site are really eye-opening for business. And so you can put in your numbers there. And make sure you clearly separate your personal expenses from your business expenses. And then you can see, you know, do I need to raise rates this year and by how much? You know, what percentage do I need to raise rates to make money? Because honestly, you're in business to make money. And if you're not making money doing pool service, you might as well get a job at Walmart making $18 an hour, at least in California. That's what they start you at. And just work there and get a W-2 and call it a day. There's no need for all the headache, all the trouble, all the expenses, and all your time out there if you can make more money doing a W-2 job. So the point is, you should be making a profit that makes owning a business worth owning a business. I mean, you know, if you're running a business and you're making no money, then you're not really running a business. They call that a hobby. And so you want to make money in your business. And if you do the profit and loss statement and it shows that you're not really making much of an income, then you're charging too little for your service rate and you have to adjust that. Now, sometimes you can just add more accounts to also boost your profits. So keep that in mind also, that if you have 60 accounts and you're not really making a profit, you probably have too few accounts to actually do this properly. So the sweet spot in your area, find out how many accounts you actually need to get a good gauge if you're making money out there. So in my area, the sweet spot is about 85 pools a week, 80 to 85 pools a week. And so if you have 80 pools and then you do the profit and loss and it's showing that you're just not making a good income, then your rates are too low. But if you have 80 pools and you're making a pretty good profit, then your rates are pretty much in line, and you can do a small nominal increase if you want. I would say every year you should do some kind of percentage increase. And I mentioned earlier that I raise the rent $25 a year, sometimes $50 a year on my tenants. And that may seem like nothing, but if you calculate it over the amount of units I have, it adds up to a few thousand dollars a year. So it's really important to go up a little bit each year, even if you don't need to, 2%, 3%, just to kind of keep the customers aware that the prices are going to be going up every year, and that keeps you competitive going forward without having to do like a large price increase later. And last, don't be afraid to raise prices, because in most cases, people aren't going to cancel because everyone else is going to be pretty competitive in your area. And to be honest with you, people don't like canceling and shopping around. They don't have the time to do that. I mentioned how, you know, your car insurance goes up every year. Very few people will switch insurances and you know, drop their agent and go somewhere else to save $100. It's just not something that's done. And same with pool service. If they're going to save $20, they're not going to shop around and get bids from everybody and switch. It's just one of those things where if it doesn't hurt too much, if you kind of turn up the fire slowly, it's not going to affect your business. So just be aware that it's better to raise prices a little bit each year than to give them like one giant increase after 2 or 3 years of not raising prices. If you're looking for other podcasts I've recorded, you can find those on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. And again, if you want a copy of this template, just email me at david@swimmingpoollearning.com. And if you're looking for my coaching program, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.